Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In our passage today, 1 Samuel 23, verses 14 to 29, David and his valiant 600 are moving from one hideout to another along the southern border of Israel. Anyone who has traversed this territory knows what a menacing land it is. The first hideout was, quote, in the mountains in the wilderness of Ziph, verse 14. This desert region extended east of the city by the same name, only 4.5 miles or 7 kilometers southeast of Hebron. While there, Jonathan went to meet with David, quote, and strengthened his hand in God, verse 16. On that occasion he said, quote, do not fear, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find you. You shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you. Verse 17. In his beautiful sketch of Jonathan, C.H. Waller writes, quote, were the bright words of Jonathan a mistake, the untimely offspring of his own desires? I think not. These words Jonathan spoke not of himself, but he was strengthening the hand of David in God. He had made a covenant with David, which is mentioned 7 times over, and we cannot but wonder if Jonathan knew the true force of those words. Was he looking beyond? End quote. Don't be surprised if he is yet beside David in that kingdom still future. Now, although the wilderness of Ziph is almost impassable for an enemy army, the Ziphites were always eager to inform Saul of David's whereabouts. Verse 19. As David declared, quote, there is but a step between me and death. Chapter 20, verse 3. And yet there is someone who intervenes within the distance of that step. David wrote Psalm 57, titled, when he fled from Saul into the cave. There we read, quote, in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge, until these calamities have passed by. Verse 1. Death may be just one stride away, but what does it matter when we are enwrapped in the wings of the Lord?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.